USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attack's results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual Electoral College ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
President Donald Trump has added some well-known attorneys to his legal team. From Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. I'm Chris Barnes.
Virginia urged the state Supreme Court to uphold a weapons ban at an upcoming gun rally in the Capitol, insisting that it was necessary to prevent a repeat of deadly violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally more than 2 years ago. State Attorney General Mark Herring's petition and simultaneous legal efforts by gun rights groups to lift the ban came amid the arrest of six men whom authorities linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least two deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. Now, federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at three major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airport in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.